How did clothes rationing affect you?
Oh, that was awful, the clothes rationing. Mainly, I do recall that, not having any shoes to go to school in. I do remember that. Because either, whether it was cost or clothes, people actually... I've got a friend now and she laughs. I said, you know, I used to have your leave-offs. She said, I don't recall that. And they didn't pay in money, they paid in clothing coupons. So you'd have somebody's hand-me-downs. But it never, ever applied to shoes. But that's what's in my memories. The funny part is, I recall boys, you know, they used to have their dads cut down trousers and they'd be too big round here, but they'd have a belt keeping it up and they'd be left long so they'd grow into them. And I don't think anybody ever had a pair of shoes that actually fitted because they were always bought for you to grow into. But by the time you've grown into them, they're generally worn out. The things I remember most about clothing is no gloves, no warm socks and footwear. Those, and nobody I knew ever owned an umbrella or a raincoat. I mean, you just got wet. And you sat in wet clothes. You never thought anything about it. It's no good sort of. It's not a sob story. It's just life as it was. You know, it happened. But I do remember being cold, definitely. And as I say, it must have been difficult. I think also, the other thing I remember is like bedding, because we used to have coats thrown on the bed. For extra warmth, because they just couldn't get blankets, sheets. I can remember the saucepans with the old pot menders on. They used to get by these discs because they were aluminium in those days. They had this awful thing bolted on. Astounding.
So could you not? Did you go to school with no shoes then?
Or no, I think on? I just was kept at home. I think it was quite a common excuse, and I think in the end we. We used to wear plimsolls or whatever. I mean, it wasn't very often, but I do. I mean, it didn't happen all the time. It just was occasions when you just didn't have any. And apart from which, they were such poor quality, they used to wear out quite quickly. And you thought nothing of wearing second hand. I mean, some people were lucky that they had close in age and they passed down. But I had an older brother and 3 years older than me, and I know he had to wear girl shoes once, which he wasn't very happy about. But as I say, you didn't ever think to yourself hard done by, because it's the way life was, you know. And I don't think even the fact that there was a war on actually meant anything, other than you knew one day it would all be over. So...